Now, what sporting activities were abound in the...
Well, there's the big Donnoth Park. It's a big park, and they have
which?
Donnoth.
Donnoth. Oh yes.
And it's a big park, and they have football. That were my boys played football. And I used to take them to training. We used to go to all the games. You know, Dad's taxi carting them around. You know, and I used to love watching them play football. Because the only way I socialised, I was a mad fly fisherman. For a weekend, I'd be away fishing. You see, and then as I said, I joined the Bonsai Club, and then the Orchid Club over at Warringal. I was the vice president over there. Just hobbies, you know. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a hobby of some kind.
Yeah.
Actually, how I ended up growing orchids, I'd come home from work and I'd be that tense. You know, you've got a team of people around you, and at the end of the day, your brains, you know. Mm-hmm. And the wife and I'd end up having arguments over nothing. And I said to her, I went to see the factory doctor. I said, look, I said, it's ridiculous. I said, I get home and we argue over nothing. I said, it's only tension. He says, why don't you take up golf? I said, no, not golf. I said, I fish for a weekend. So I ended up growing orchids. So when I used to get home from work, I'd get changed, I'd get a glass of dry red, and I'd go down to my orchid house, and I'd be right within half an hour. Just a distraction, you see.
And you had no trouble growing them?
No troubles. Oh, you learn, as I said, got books from the library. They got a magnificent collection of orchid books and bonsai books. In fact, if you want to know anything in this world, you go to the library. Some people don't, but I always did.
So you've actually used the library since basically forever.
You have a look at my card. I've had nearly more books out than...
I don't know that the computer system goes back that far.
Well, you can go back as far as you like, because I hadn't thought about it. One of the girls down at Preston, she says, you're one of the tops of getting books out here. And, well, now I'm told I might go down twice a week and get books, you know, or look around, see what's going, you know.
And you, you use Reservoir as well.
Reservoir and Preston.
In Preston, yeah.
I went to the library down in... near Separation Street, you know, the shopping centre down there.
Yep.
That's like an Algerian pleasure palace down there when I went there, because the books were all over the place. I saw one of the girls from the other place. She says, what are you doing down there? I said, look at this. I said, it's like a jumble sale here. She says, I know, I'm not down here very often. I haven't been down since. It's obviously picked up since then, you know. But in this world, if you want to know anything, you go to a library. That's the obvious place.
So... Now, I was just talking to someone earlier about where the previous Reservoir Library before this building, which is 30 years old next year.
I used to go to Preston.
So you would go to Preston.
Yeah, that's been there for donkey's ages.
So the Reservoir Library, which apparently was attached to the police station here, do you recall that?
Probably, but I didn't come up here much.
Right.
The only... reason I did come up here, I inquired about a book at Preston. I said, oh, they got it up at Reservoir. So I come up and either head down there or I come in here and get a book, you know. Mm. But nobody knows everything in this world, and it's one way of finding out.
Very nice.
Paul's been pretty helpful with me finding out things.